From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. North Korea's foreign minister says President Trump, quote, lit a fuse of war on the Korean Peninsula with his threat that the U.S. would, quote, totally destroy Pyongyang if attacked. Trump made the threat in an address to the U.N. General Assembly last month. The North Korean foreign minister, Ri Yong-ho, told Russia's TASS news agency, "We can say that Trump has lit a fuse of war against us by his militaristic and delusional statement at the U.N. He said the U.S. must act reasonably and stop provoking North Korea. The South Korean foreign ministry said that senior diplomats of the United States, Japan, and South Korea will meet on October 18th in Seoul to talk about North Korea's evolving nuclear and missile threats. President Trump on Wednesday rejected as, quote, pure fiction, an NBC News report that a few months ago he suggested a tenfold increase in the U.S. nuclear arsenal. NBC News also reported that Trump questioned whether it was time to revoke the network's government license to operate. Trump's comments on the size of the U.S. nuclear arsenal, now at about 4,000 weapons, came at a Pentagon meeting with top military and national security officials in July. According to NBC, it cited the recollections of three people it said were there. Trump was responding to a briefing slide charting the steady reduction in the size of the United States' nuclear stockpile since the 1960s, and he indicated he wanted a bigger arsenal, the network said. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. The Islamic State militant group has claimed responsibility for Wednesday's triple suicide bomb attack on the main police headquarters building in the capital, Damascus, Syria. At least two people were killed and several others injured. ISIS issued a statement via the Telegram messaging app saying three fighters with explosive belts carried out the attack. A new study finds obesity among children and adolescents between 5 and 19 years of age has increased tenfold over the last four decades. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Data show obesity rates in children and adolescents have soared globally over the past four decades and continue to increase in low- and middle-income countries. But the study finds levels of obesity have slowed and plateaued in the richer countries, though they remain unacceptably high. Fiona Bull is program coordinator for surveillance and population-based prevention of non-communicable diseases at the World Health Organization.
The regulations in the areas of restricting marketing, consideration of fiscal policy such as taxes, and food labeling policies, giving consumers clear information about the contents of food on the front of pack, like their salt, fat, and sugar content. These regulatory processes, awareness raising, are core population public health approaches to ending obesity.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
India's Supreme Court ruled Wednesday that a man having sex with a wife under the age of 18 constitutes rape. The landmark ruling changed an exception to a previous law which did not criminalize sex with minors if the two were married. It declared Wednesday that 18 is the age of consent for all purposes. The court did not rule on marital rape, which is not illegal in India. And the Boy Scouts of America announced Wednesday that it would allow girls to join its clubs at various levels. Michael Serbaugh, the Boy Scouts of America chief scout executive, in a statement posted on the organization's website, said, "This decision is true to the BSA's mission and core values outlined in the Scout Oath and Law. The values of scouting, trustworthy, loyal, helpful, kind, brave, and reverent, are important for both young men and women. Starting in 2018, girls will be able to join Cub Scouts, the organization's groups for younger participants." There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.